Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Police Chief, Jim Archer. And Jim, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us out.
You are absolutely welcome, as we have some things that we are going to be talking about. We are under a month away, obviously, from the 4th of July. Perry Chamber's kind of gearing up for the big fireworks show and stuff. But with that, there was a new law signed by Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds kind of affecting cities' regulations when it comes to fireworks. And so can you kind of lay out what kind of regulations were before this law was now enacted and how you guys as the police department are kind of enforcing and what you guys will be watching for now that the law is a thing?
Yeah, so fireworks has been kind of a topic over the last few years. But the last 2 years, the city council had a prohibition on fireworks. So obviously, the cities can't regulate where they can be sold, which kind of was very confusing for a lot of citizens. But with them being sold, the legislature this year made a new law, which basically says that cities cannot prohibit the use of fireworks on July 3rd, 4th, and then December 31st. You can regulate them on all other days because the actual state law, it opens up back in June. So it's a little bit more open to use of fireworks, but the cities can now prohibit them for all days except for those 3 days.
Okay.
So that's kind of the new law, which was going into effect on July 1st. So it's a little tricky. So I'll just kind of go over this a little bit. So July 3rd, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 10 p.m., you can shoot off fireworks. However, if the 3rd falls on a Saturday or Sunday, then the time changes between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 p.m. So basically, just think of it this way. If the 3rd or the 4th falls on a Saturday or Sunday, then you can shoot them off into 1 hour later, being 11 p.m. And then on July 4th, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 p.m., no matter what day that falls on. And then December 31st, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 12:30 a.m. on January 1st. So anyway, that's kind of the new regulations. So the city council just passed this resolution. So that has gone into effect. So that will be the new regulations beginning July 1st. We will, just to keep everybody on their toes, outside of those times and outside of the 3rd and the 4th, we will be citing people. Just to kind of give people an update on that, it's still a $250 fine plus a $90 court cost. So that would be a total of $340. Well, obviously, we want people to enjoy celebrating Independence Day, but just be courteous. There's a lot of people out there that don't like fireworks. Yep. Especially people that suffer from PTSD and that sort of thing. Animals aren't a big fan of fireworks. So just keep that in mind that there are people that don't really appreciate that. So try to be respectful. And then another thing, several years ago when fireworks were allowed, there was a real mess out there.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, the parks were a mess. If you were shooting off fireworks and your neighbor wasn't, you know, that stuff doesn't just stay in your yard oftentimes. So if you are shooting off fireworks, be mindful that you pick up your trash and then also be mindful of where those fireworks are going to be landing, you know, because they could start a fire. So we just want people to be safe and make sure that when you are celebrating that adults are supervising things and children really shouldn't be lighting off fireworks because you can get some pretty serious injuries. So anyway, yeah, that's the important things for this coming Independence Day.
Thank you for laying that out and offering those reminders. And so just want everybody to be safe. Like you said, have fun, but obviously also to remember outside of those days that there will still be the regulations.
The officers will be out and we will be issuing citations. We're not going to be issuing warnings. So
okay. They
will be paid citations.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. Have your fun on those 2 days.
Yep.
But outside of that, you're going to get a ticket.
Awesome. Well, thank you for going over all that again. Just wanted to kind of clear what was going on with that. Another big thing, obviously, in the state that I know you wanted to talk about was the hands-free bill. I know I've, you know, talked to several legislators about this, and distracted driving obviously is a big thing. So kind of talk about what's going on with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Distracted driving causes a lot of accidents that are really unnecessary. So anyway, the state legislature enacted a new law, which will take place July 1st as well, 2025. and it allows use of a cell phone for calls and navigation when it's in the hands-free mode. So that's the important part. It's got to be hands-free. Now, the initial violations are going to result in a warning till January 1st of 2026. So then after January 1st, 2026, if law enforcement officers happen to see you using your phone when it's held up to your ear or you're texting, then you're going to start getting a fine for that. And the initial fine that's going to be issued for that would be a $100 fine. And then they can increase to a $500 for injuries and $1,000 for deaths caused by distracted driving.
Wow. Okay.
So that's kind of, they're really wanting to push this thing that we're so used to having phones nowadays. So you can still use, you can call and you can use it for navigation, but no texting still. And they have to be in hands-free mode. So that's the big change that's coming up that we just want people to be aware of.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you for laying that out. And yeah, let's hopefully that can cut down on a lot of things. Because like you said, it causes a lot of accidents that are really unnecessary. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Police Chief, Jim Archer, for a Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Jim also wanted to touch on, of course, this coming Saturday is the Bakun Ride. It's a large ride throughout Dallas County, and it will come through Perry. And obviously a lot of bicyclists will be out. And so just for traffic wise, for people to be aware of, you can talk about that. Plus with school now being out, you know, more kids and stuff are going to be out as well. So just kind of lay out a reminder, as obviously when we're in school year and all that stuff, when there's not a lot of activity now with the summertime, there's things coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The Bakun Ride's a big deal. The nice part is they come in, they're here for a couple hours and then they're moving on to the next town, but that does bring a lot of bikes to town. So they'll be coming in from the south and they're going to be crossing 141. Now the organizers for the Bakun Ride always coordinate with the Iowa State Patrol. So they'll have a couple troopers down there at the crossing, the intersection there with 141 where the bike trail comes across to help navigate that. But otherwise, the rest of the intersections throughout town, there's gonna be a lot of bikes.
Okay.
So we just ask that on that, on the 14th, that you're extra careful that day, because obviously they may wander off the trail and go to other restaurants. They might be going to different places throughout town, you know. So be extra careful that day to be watching out for those cyclists and that sort of thing. They're out having a good time and they're bringing a lot of revenue to the city that day. So be mindful of that. Keep an extra eye out. And then obviously a lot more kids out and about now that school's out. Drive extra careful, because obviously we all know that kids don't necessarily follow all the rules as much as we would like. And that's not just kids. Yes. There's a lot of adults that don't follow the rules when they're riding a bike.
That's fair.
But let me just refresh people's memory. If you are operating a bicycle, you're supposed to follow the rules of the road, just like if you were driving a car. So we would appreciate people stopping at stop signs, using your signals, your arm signals. And then those bike lights are important. If you're going to be out after dark, having a headlight and a flashing rear light really does help.
Okay.
And you could even use those during the day, because obviously, you know, motorcycles drive around with their headlights on for a reason, because they're harder to see. Imagine a bicycle is even harder to see than a motorcycle. So it's always a good idea to have those flashing lights going, just to kind of bring attention to yourself. And then also, you know, wear some bright clothes.
Okay.
If you're out and about, especially at night, and you're wearing something like dark, but even during the day, if you're wearing like bright yellow or the nice fluorescent green they have out there now, or anything like that, just something bright, white or something like that would be helpful. And then we all get a, you're riding a bicycle, but if you fall off that bicycle and get in a crash, you can really get a pretty serious head injury if you're not wearing a helmet. So please wear a helmet. They're super light. They're pretty inexpensive and they can really save you a lot in the long run if you ever get in a crash.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's great tips. And I think people around here do a really great job, I see, with giving bikes enough space if you're in a car, but obviously just being mindful of that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're anticipating a lot more bike traffic just coming into town with the connector with the High Trestle Trail, which is a great asset to the city. So be mindful of that as well. We're going to be having bikes coming in from the east, coming from the south. And so it's really going to be a kind of an exciting time this summer to see how much that really does, the amount of bike traffic coming into town.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, thank you so much again. I've been speaking here with the Perry Police Chief Jim Archer. And Jim, thanks for going over things with the fireworks, the hands-free bill, and of course, bike safety and the people watching out for that. So thank you so much for stopping in. Really appreciate the time and hope everything's going well for you and the rest of the officers.
Absolutely. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to give us a call here at the police department. Our number is 515-465-4636. And you can always check out our Facebook page as well. We try to put updates out on that as well.
Awesome. It's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.